Mishnah Vov. What happens if Toluba Koton Achiyagdil, the oldest son, said that he is relying on the younger son and he'll wait for him until he grows up? Let's say there's two brothers of the dead man. One is an adult already, but one of them is under the age of bar mitzvah. So he's not yet able to fulfill the real mitzvah of Yibum, at least on a mid-raisa level. So the oldest Yavam says, I'm not saying I'm not going to do Yibum. However, I want to wait to see if the younger brother, when he reaches the age, whether he will do Yibum or not. And then if he doesn't do it, so then I'll do Yibum. Alternatively, what happens if the oldest Yavam is not around? He's gone abroad. So in that case, they go to the next oldest Yavam who is available to do Yibum. So if he says that, Obagodol at Yavam b'mdina sayam, he says let's wait for the oldest Yavam until he returns from abroad, and he should do Yibum. If he says he's not going to do Yibum, then I might do Yibum. Obachirish, Obashayte, or if the Yavam says that his other brother who is deaf and dumb, or who is mad, he should do Yibum. So it could be he says they should do Yibum now, or he says let's wait until they become healthy again, and then he'll do Yibum. So the truth is, if a Cheresh or Shaita, a deaf and dumb person, or a mad person, if they do perform Yibum, it is valid. However, if there is somebody else available to do Yibum, then certainly we get them to do so, because at least Midrabbonon, if the Shomeres Yavam herself does not want to do Yibum, we do not force her to do Yibum. And chances are she does not want to do Yibum with a Cheresh or a Shaita. So in all of these cases, in Shomer Lo, we do not listen to this Yavam. El Omer Lo, we say to him, right now you are the oldest Yavam who is available to do Yibum. We're not going to wait. Olecha Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is upon you. Echaloitz Oyabeim. Either perform chalitza now or do yibum. And one of the reasons is because it's not fair on the woman to have to wait so long before being able to get married again. And so we force the oldest yavam who is available to do yibum to either do yibum or to free her by doing chalitza.